Blog Talk Radio. And so I definitely wanted us to be able to hear it. I believe that part of what we are preparing for is a type of awakening and revival. And so just let that, I hope that we can still hear it in the backdrop, but just kind of let that play in. Just kind of begin to speak to us as we prepare for that which is forthcoming. So yes, that and revival. So if I get that up here, then you'll know it, you'll hear it. But nevertheless, let us have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you for this gathering of eagles. We thank you, Lord, for these individuals who are coming together with insight and perspective and passion, and they are assembling themselves and their gifts, callings, and anointings and talents together to be used, Lord God, in these hours, Lord God, to draw in your people. We thank you, Lord God, that they are the voices of the church and of the culture and of the community. And we thank you that they represent a new kingdom. And so we thank you for these kingdom conversations that will take place next week at this conference. We thank you for the message that you will send out to your culture and to the community and to the church. And we thank you, Lord God, just for this kingdom language that is being established with principles. And we pray, Father God, for your purpose and your plan to prevail. We bless you for the opportunity to serve you and to build, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that according to your word and to your heart, Lord, the earth is moaning and groaning and waiting on the manifestation of. And so thank you, Lord God, that we are an answer to that manifestation. We bless you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so get ready to kind of do some strategizing and implementing and executing the plan for this upcoming week on Wednesday through Sunday. We want to take this opportunity to thank each person that's a part in that. Is on the line and or trying to get on the line. My apologies for the delay, and we're going to get started. The registration information has gone out. The conference again is that Wednesday, November 17th, which is in a few days, concluding Sunday, the 21st. Wednesday is an on-site conference. No registration is needed per se because it is a community push for Wednesday. It is this whole press. It's the prayer walk and drive, reaching the community with love and equipping the community with the necessary and needed resources. Just doing some spiritual mapping so that we can strategize for this upcoming harvest. So I love this press theme that we have going on this Wednesday. And so one of the things we want to do, we're just going to kind of go through these, Joe, and make some appointments and prayerfully take some volunteers. It'll be a greater desire to take volunteers, but however this has to work. So Wednesday during the day, or I should say afternoon, between about 2 or 3 o'clock. The goal is to aggressively reach out to the community, up and down the streets, the neighborhood stores, anything in the community, just sharing information about who we are, doing some praying, some spiritual mapping and strategizing, and even making information available for what we would like to do on that Saturday. So that is what Wednesday looks like. So in order to kind of talk about Saturday, we definitely need to look at that Wednesday. So with those individuals online, perfectly, everybody is on and their phones, their lines are open. Is there any thoughts, anybody passionate about spiritual mapping and reaching out within and to the community, letting them know, look, there is a safe haven. We are there. We desire to bridge the gap as we represent these healing voices. Anybody interested in with?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm sorry, I sound kind of off. It's Kathy. Good morning. How are you? The Candace thing, the neighborhood, what the boundaries are you looking to go to and what time?
Well, the goal is to put together a team, again, that represent these voices of redemption and just God's plan of redemption for the culture and the community, and specifically to do some spiritual mapping so we can kind of go in more depth to talk about that. But my thought process is to assess the team and see what time works for them. I believe that the flyer information that has been distributed says 3 p.m. However, if there is a team that says, look, we don't mind gathering at noon and we will canvas and maybe we'll just walk this 5-block radius and begin to pray, begin to intercede, not necessarily that they're interacting per se with the community, but they're just going up and down the streets. They have identified some strongholds and some geographical strongholds. And so as they walk and or drive, whatever the preference is of any given team that will be released, they are tearing down those strongholds and building up. They're tearing down those strongholds and just releasing the grace and love of God within that area. So, Dr. Kathy, the long and short to your answer to your question is this going to depend on who is participating? And what their, what their availability is.
Wow. Okay. For
hold
me,
on, because
I
didn't hear
one
you. One moment, please.
I'm sorry. You probably. I probably.
No. My phone was on me.
Okay. So I go back to work on Monday. So my time is limited. I mean, when I come off from work, I'm available. Most of the people in that area. It's shelters. Most people still hang out on the corners because it's Roseland Community Centers, several centers. up and down Michigan.
Going back to work on Monday.
And, what did you say? Apostle, did you say something?
Oh,
hello.
I don't know. this another apostle on the phone, but Apostle Shanice didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Because I thought I heard something like work on that. listen.
No.
The people are still coming out in the community. It just depends on what time and how deep you go in, because the further you go east from Michigan, you have some Indians, indigenous ancient Indians, they're there. You have Hispanic, black, and some white. And they sort of mingled in there. They come out mostly during the day, and they come out in the evening, just depends on where. But a lot of people still hang out because the place is closed, but their community within the community, and they meet together in groups out there. That would be good to to be seen out there, especially between 111th, 115th, 119th. Yeah, that's what a lot of people think out there.
We have the boundaries for the West Pullman area that we can begin to look at, and just kind of just because it's not a lot of individuals who are able to do that on Wednesday, just kind of look at the boundaries for that area.
And
if I don't want to say worst case scenario, but okay, sure. Worst case scenario, avail ourselves in some prayer driving, spiritual mapping from that perspective, going through and again identifying some of the struggles, some of the strongholds, and the strengths of any, different block and things of that nature from a spiritual perspective, and beginning to intercede and pray, and allowing the Holy Spirit to give us strategies for the harvest. The harvest may not necessarily, for the harvest that is earmarked for the kingdom. So I think if we do this with a kingdom perspective, we may be doing, because we're doing this as a kingdom. We're not necessarily doing this as one specific church, but from a kingdom perspective, as the Holy Spirit will give us the strategy for this harvest, whether it's a three-month strategy or a three-year strategy. I know that there's some other community efforts that will be going on Saturday as well. And so I am working to see how we can mobilize and come together with different, as somebody just said, I think Dr. Kathy just said, as different communities within the communities, these subcultures within the culture, so that we can begin to address some of those things. So is there anybody on the line who is interested in being a part of the, can't think of what it's called right now, I'm sorry. I'm drawing a blank. My apologies. The prayer walk and drive, excuse me. And just being a part of that whole press there, that's definitely much better stated. Thank you. And maybe
what day
just
is
so that,
that apostle?
We're
what
on Wednesday.
The,
And let me think. But nevertheless, so I can do it this way. If you are on the line, or if you know individuals that may be a part, that may be interested in being a part of the press that is set for Wednesday, the press that is set for Wednesday, November 17th, please today text me at 773-779 2900 so that we can know who's willing to participate in the press and then kind of come together with a time so that we can drive around the West Pullman community.
Okay.
We're not going to look to do the whole West Pullman, Roseland and all that. We're going to kind of restrict it to the boundaries of the West Pullman.
And that at least, would be a is that 107th Street boundary?
Yeah, and I can, actually we have it mapped out already, and we, for those individuals interested, we can just make a copy of the map and then take different streets and kind of accomplish it that way. At least if we, you know, drive up and down the various streets within West Pullman. If nothing else, from apostolic and a prophetic perspective, making notes, praying, interceding, and just hearing God's voice. It's one thing to hear his voice for a community, but as you do the spiritual mapping and you go street by street, area by area, home by home, or development or business or whatever the case may be, different things are going to be more prevalent as you go. And so making a note of that for the other things that are scheduled for the rest of the week, I believe will become very helpful.
Is it possible, even if we could, I don't know if this is, you know, if we could, but even now, maybe we could, since we know it's 3 from 6, maybe just talk about a possible schedule, have it out there on Sunday, and then maybe have it emailed on Monday, text on Tuesday. And what I mean by that is, if we break the press down, maybe 3 to 4, like you said, we already have it. We're at the church just looking at, that can be the spiritual mapping. We can be looking at the spiritual mapping from 3 to 4, talking about it, having some conversation, truly getting people to understand it, and then maybe from 4 to 5, we are, or 4 to 4:30, people are just walking, you know, from a particular area for 30 minutes, and then 4:30 to 5, we take a different area and drive, and then 5 to whatever, we come back and we strategize. People have conversation. What did you see? What did you hear? And then that last 30 minutes, we figure out, we have a conversation about how can we start equipping this community based on what people heard, based on what people saw. And so then people can know what we're doing. They can know the stations we're at, and then people can just come randomly. They can know at 4:30 we're in front of the church and we're going to be walking back, and then at whatever, 5, we're back at the building, but we're preparing in our cars to drive in a different area based upon the street, you know, mapping. So maybe we give a schedule, we have it printed out, then we can know, and then people can invite people. Hey, you know, 30 minutes, and you can just give 30 minutes and do, be a part of the walking crew, and then, or you could come in another 30 minutes, be a part of the driving crew as well. And then that way it's kind of laid out, and, you know, people know that we can just ask for servant leaders to kind of lead the way and go from there.
Sounds like a well-executed plan. Any volunteers to do that or to actually take what the ambassadorial prophet just said and put legs to it? Okay, well, thank you.
All right, I guess I will do it. I'm handicapped at this point because, like I said, I go back to work Monday, and Wednesday I'm going to get off to 4:30.
That's cool. I can develop a schedule. I'll volunteer somebody, and we'll have a schedule ready for Sunday. Okay. I got another one that agreed, and I'll recruit another one. And then we'll have this a schedule laid out.
Okay.
Okay, Elder Roberta, I'll get with you. And we'll have a schedule laid out. And we'll present it, you know, talk about it on Sunday.
Sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, this is Pastor Winslow. You know, I would be willing to participate at drinking a drive through. I just don't know how things are going right now. But we're talking about doing this on Wednesday. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I might be available. So if you don't see me tomorrow in church, then you know I'll tell me whoever I need to contact, and we'll give me more of the details. And based upon my availability, I'd be glad to participate in the drive through. I'll drive around.
Okay. Superb. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. I believe I heard those three people. Gotcha. All right.
Well, Apostle, I mean, I'll help, but the only thing is my presence won't be there in physical, but I'll help with the setting up stuff. If Prophet would say yes, this Dr.
And I think that's, you know, help comes in a lot of forms, and so we may not be there. However, you know, whatever prayer resources can take place, that's phenomenal. Whatever insight, whatever the strategy that needs to happen. I definitely have the boundaries for the West Pullman area specifically that we can make available on tomorrow for people. So however, you know, the ambassadorial prophet is putting together a press team, a press presbytery, so that, you know, for that, and we will just kind of come together that tonight, I believe we have the momentum team, and so the men are definitely in charge, and I believe that, so we look forward to that spiritual growth and development worship experience that will take place that Wednesday from 7 to 9, remembering that service is on location. So definitely excited that the opening of this is our men, and they will lead in that experience that is set for that Wednesday. So that service is that on location.
And Apostle was it's a couple of shelters in that area.
In the West Pullman area?
Yes. Uh-huh. I don't know if the men's shelter is still there. I know the lamb shelter is there, but that was for women and children, domestic violence. I can look and see if the men's shelter is still there in the area. Because they had like three different shelters in the area.
Okay, no, I think that would be phenomenal if we knew what shelters were in West Pullman. And then, you know, again, we could begin to drag that. That's very helpful even in our strategizing, in our spiritual mapping, because that definitely depending on what type of shelters and treatment centers, really releases some things into the atmosphere in that area, and we need to pray, especially, you know, if it's one where the individuals are seeking refuge from something, or just depending on what the various shelters are. I think to have a list of that specifically for the West Pullman area would be phenomenal. And it would be a phenomenal asset for the press on that Wednesday.
This is Evangelist Anita. It's a woman's shelter on 109th in Michigan. It's for women and children.
Okay. Right. Yeah, and again, thank you, Evangelist. As we begin to look at this, thank you. And I will make sure that tomorrow the scope for West Pullman is given, because I know that we oftentimes put West Pullman in the category with Roseland. And that we want to reach out, but we're going to reach out. We're going to start, you know, within West Pullman and then expand out.
Oh, okay. I just looked on the internet and I'm going to be quiet. Zacchaeus House is on 122nd 42 South Parnell. So that would be part of your geographical. And they have a phone number and everything for them. And it's two more. But
what was that name?
To the prophet,
yeah.
Zacchaeus House or Apostle.
Yeah, you know what? I think it would be phenomenal. I know I hear, hold on. Is that Elder Roberta we hear as well?
Yeah, I was there.
No, that's phenomenal. So if we can put together, you know, do whatever kind of internet search. Thank you, Dr. Kathy. If you guys can put together a list of whatever shelters.
Okay.
I don't know how simple it would be to get treatment centers, but definitely shelters that's specifically in the West Pullman. I definitely believe they belong on the prayer wall. And I believe Overseer was saying that there is a prayer door that the blood has been already, I hate to say, affixed to, but you get the picture, represented on. And again, these are these addresses and locations can be something that we utilize in our prayer strategy. Thank you for all of these texts. I understand some people won't be able to be there on Wednesday for different reasons. Definitely understood. And wherever you're at, when you think about this, if you get a moment, thank you for your prayers, because the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous makes much headway. They develop much. And so I think that it is phenomenal to just kind of go back to some basic biblical or scriptural principles that you are dangerous in the spirit realm in prayer. And so the Bible says that we can send a word. So just for those individuals who can't physically be there, praise God for your anointing, the releasing anointing that is upon you. We just release some apostolic grace upon you right now to be able to send a word, and then to be prophetic enough with prophetic and revelatory insight to be the word that is being sent, so that it will do what only Holy Spirit can do, which is make it accomplish that which it has been sent to do. Thank you. Thank you also for the boundaries. You guys are phenomenal with these texts. I just need your hands and stuff. So I understand the boundaries for West Pullman are ends at 115th. 109th in Michigan is may not be West Pullman. So we will get the specific boundaries. Because it definitely ends around 115th. And so even if there are shelters outside of that scope, that's fine. Prayer works. It's not that we can't pray for them or anything like that. We can definitely include that. We just want to make sure that whatever is in West Pullman, we have. And so if you can send the specific boundaries for the West Pullman area, east, west, north, and south, and then that way we can share that as we move forward. That would be phenomenal.
So, Apostle.
Yes.
Apostle.
Yes.
shelter that Evangelist Anita was talking about is 10858 South Michigan. So that's outside the West Pullman, but it's a shelter for women and children, and they feed the homeless.
Oh, wonderful.
So, uh-huh.
I mean, just the resource, I think, is necessary and needed. And so we should definitely have a list of that. I'm going to – is Evangelist Shannon on the line? No. All right. I know I heard Elder Roberta. So that's fine. So if we can it was Elder Roberta's task before. I was trying to increase her scope and her team. But if we could just begin, Elder Roberta, to collect a list of shelters, treatment centers, and just resources like that in the specific West Pullman area, I think that that would be phenomenal, and we will use that in prayer. We will make sure that the Ambassadorial Prophet and the Press Presbytery has that for Wednesday, and we will definitely use that on Saturday as well, and in our ongoing as we talk about kingdom conversations, kingdom connections, and the spiritual harvesting. All righty.
I have a question and possibly a comment. I'm not going to miss it. This is Pastor Winslow. I know that sometimes the physical location of a facility may be outside of an area, a geographic, like for example, West Pullman area, but the people who go there may actually be coming from out of residing in West Pullman. So even though you want to use the geographic, sometimes the people who actually attend the target population for a center might be actually within West Pullman, though the physical building might be located outside of it.
No, definitely well taken, and that, which is why, so you know, we definitely will include it. We're not going to exclude it. We have people that frequent our ministry that have utilized those services. So we definitely want to keep those places with underneath the anointing and covering of LFC. So absolutely. And I believe, again, that those, yes.
What was the third thing you said? You said shelters, treatment centers, and what?
I don't know. But if we start there, we're good.
Okay,
so that's Wednesday. We talked about the Wednesday evening spiritual growth and development worship experience under the momentum as the men get together. So I think that that is such a phenomenal, impactful way to bring closure to that experience that we will have on Wednesday as we talk about being healing voices of redemption. If someone, while we do this, can get the Isaiah 30:21 in the ESV version, or if we could get it, just because I want to, again, release that scripture and the supporting scriptures in the atmosphere as we're doing this strategizing. And thank you, everybody. I love this interaction. The interaction and the feedback is phenomenal. And it just is very strengthening as we move forward. All right, so press, prayer, walk, and drive, reaching the community with love, equipping the community with the resources, doing some spiritual mapping, and then finally strategizing for kingdom harvest, or strategizing for the harvest. So again, registration isn't needed for quite a bit of what is going to take place. But we definitely want to encourage people to be a part and participate. All right. Is there anything else for Wednesday, the press, before we go to Thursday? now. All right, as we look at Thursday, November 18th, it is all virtual. Thursday, November 18th is all virtual. The links to all of these experiences have already been released. There is no registration that is required for that Thursday. Thursday will open up with a prayer service. Well, early will I seek the prayer. And so we are looking for the intercessors to be on the line Thursday at 4 a.m. To begin to pray. And so one of the things that was suggested, let me turn to that page, is Pastor Norwood on the line? No. Is Pastor Murphy?
Did you ask for Pastor Wendell or Pastor, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you stated.
Pastor Norwood, Sonia Norwood, Pastor Patricia Murphy, any of those individuals on the line? Okay, well, we are looking for, I know that quite a few people have the early morning prayer ministry, early Walasisi. And while we're doing this, if someone could find that scripture for me, that would be phenomenal. The early Walasisi. Does someone have the Isaiah scripture as of yet? The Isaiah 30:21?
Yes, Apostle. One moment. I have to get back to that screen. Sorry. And it was the easy read. I'm sorry, the English Standard Version.
That's fine. We can definitely start there. That would be phenomenal. Thank you.
Are you talking about the Psalm 63 scripture?
Let me see.
Early will I see you?
Yeah, Psalm 63:1.
Any particular version you want it?
No, just once we have it. I definitely want to start with the Isaiah 30.
So you said Isaiah 31 or 30?
Isaiah 30, verse 21.
Thank you. Okay, here we go.
No, wonderful. Thank you.
You're gone. I'm sorry, it keeps moving. What is this?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
I have it. I can read it in the American Standard Version. Verse 21 reads, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left hand." You want 22 also?
Yes, maybe.
22 says, "And ye shall defile the overlaying of the graven images of silver."
No. I just want 30 and 21.
Okay, that was
every version just reads so. Yeah, every version just reads so different.
21, and the easy read says, "If you wander from the right path, either to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice behind you saying, you should go this way. Here is the right way."
Can you find it back? Amen. If we could just read that one more time, that would be phenomenal.
So, in the ESV. If you... In the ESV or the ERV, it doesn't matter, right?
That's your okay. Ears shall hear
says,
a word.
And your ears. Go ahead.
"And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk
in it when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left.
Whew. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So as we're talking about healing voices of redemption, one of the things we want to do is be able to, and I'm sure somebody can get the scripture in Revelation. The scripture, the word of the Lord says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Isaiah is saying here, it says, when you're wandering on your path, when you're wandering on your journey, left or right, the goal is to be able to, in process, be able to hear a voice. I love the scripture because the scripture says that you'll hear this voice. It'll come up from behind you, and it will give you the directive of which way you should go. And so there is an assurance that when we're, thank you, that when we're in this journey or when we're on this journey, that, you know, no matter where you're at in this process, you're going to be able to hear the direction by which you should go. There was some prayer intercession that was going forth, and one of the things the Spirit of the Lord said was bind the third voice. So in other words, take authority over that third voice that is speaking and speaking distortion and distraction in your ear so that you become confused as to which path to take. And so as we represent these healing voices of redemption, we want to be able to be a voice because the goal is to become a voice and not an echo. We want to be able to be this voice of direction on behalf of the Lord. We want to be able to prepare people to be able to hear him. Let him that have an ear hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And so prepare people to be able to hear, whether it's left or right. Just know that he is coming, and he is coming, and he is coming with a voice, and that voice holds his direction. It holds his guidance. It holds his peace. It holds his wisdom. There was, I don't remember the book we did on Friday mornings some time ago that talked about the seven spirits. The spirit, that's it, description. Oh. Yeah, and so it talked about the seven spirits, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. And so understanding that as this voice speaks, he speaks encompassing all of that. So this conference or this experience that we are having in a few days is to prepare us to hear the voice, and then prepare us to be the voice, and then prepare us to be the voices of redemption. And the ambassadorial prophet is giving that redemption information so that we can share it. But to understand that the voice of Christ is that of redemption, him redeeming us from what was to what needs to be, what shall be. And so I don't want us to lose focus of that. We sometimes get so overwhelmed. Well, it's easy, how about that, to get so overwhelmed in the specific. I mean, in the small things, the trying to make something happen and work, that we forget the greater grace that we've all have been drawn to be. And so, someone has the scripture for early will I seek thee? I definitely heard multiple people say it and send text. So if we could just read it, that's phenomenal.
Yes, I have it in the voice.
Can you hear me, Apostle? I can hear you. I'm flexible. Whoever has it, please release it.
All right. Oh, true God, you are my God, the one whom I trust. I seek you with every fiber of my being. In this dry and rainy land with no water in sight, my soul is dry and longs for you. My body aches for you, for your presence. That was verse 1.
Okay.
You want to read the whole thing?
No. I just want to. There is a grace in seeking the Lord. He promises us that if we seek him, he'll be what? He'll be found by us. And so we, I see this 4 a.m. prayer as prayer of hope. It's an intercession of hope that as I am looking, as I am in search of, the scripture says, look, I will find you. The scripture in Psalm 63:1, as has been read, says, look, I will, as I seek you, and I have a specific or a concentrated time by which I'm seeking you, because I need my steps to order. And so I seek thee early. I seek your revelation. I seek your insight. I seek your peace. I seek your direction. And so God, you are my God. I acknowledge the supremacy of your being and of who you are. And I am in search of you. And oftentimes it's difficult or it's hard or it's tedious to try to find you. But you know what, God? My mind, my body, my soul, and my spirit will not cease from searching you, because it is you that I thirst for in this process. And I believe if I seek you according to your word, I will find you. And so thank you. Early morning prayer is designed for that. So with all that being said, do we have any servant leaders for 4 a.m. prayer?
That's my ministry.
Amen. And thank you for saying that. I just don't know who that was. My apologies.
Pastor T.
Yeah. Okay. Amen. Amen for the. All right. So, Pastor T, this is phenomenal. Thursday?
Yes.
November 18th at 4 a.m. The search party, you will lead the search party. Those that are seeking the Lord, you will be the search. You will be leading that search. Anybody else that is interested in being a part of that search, that seeking search service, that seeking search service,
4 a.m. on site.
Oh, no. Man. Oh, no. I don't know who said that, but it is completely virtual.
Okay.
Something is more
Apostle, this is Pittman. I'll be at the 4 a.m.
Okay, so Thursday we have Apostolic Pastor T. We have Prophetic Elder KP, Prophetic Elder. Whew. And I
Katie.
Heard somebody else. With, oh, okay, Prophetic Elder KP. Hey, now. All right. Now, let me just ask, because I know all three of y'all jumped on Thursday. Are any of you all volunteering for Friday as well?
I can do it.
Definitely virtual.
Okay, no, let me follow my conversation for right now. Friday 4 a.m. service is virtual. Saturday will be live. So I just want to know about Thursday at 4 a.m. and Friday at 4 a.m. Who is the seek and search service host?
Pastor
Apostle,
T.
I mean, Apostolic Pastor, well, T. Good grief.
Yes.
I know you know I'm talking to you. Please,
I'm
I am messing up your name. Trust me.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Apostle, can you hear me?
I can now. I know that voice is different. I know. We miss him too.
She's going to prescribe some medication for me.
Okay, so Prophetic Elder KP, Kathy Pittman, who is the Prophetic Elder Katie? Anybody else for the seek and search party?
I'll join on Friday.
Friday, that sounds like Elder Roberta.
Yes.
Wonderful.
This is
Elder
Carolina. Sorry.
This is Overseer. Oh, it has to be Marla. You're joining on what day, Overseer? Oh, no. Overseer.
To be a partner.
Oh, what? That's what I thought I said. Okay, Overseer Marla there.
Yes, all of them.
Oh, amen. I am being corrected at which overseer. Got you. So I think that's enough names out there so that people, I want you all to draw people in for this Seek and Search party. I think that that is phenomenal. There are some people out there that's trying to survive, and you all are going to be the lifeline. You're the strategy. You're the source of that survival as you bring them, show them how to seek and search, and introduce them to the promise that says, if you look for me, you will find me. You will hear me, and I may sneak up behind you, but only because I am your rear guard. So, amen. All right. Draw that line right there. Whew. We are on Thursday, and actually we can do Thursday and Friday simultaneously with these kingdom conversations or conversations with Christ that go from 11 to 1, these conversations that with Christ that go from 11 to 1. And so the first thing I want to find out before we move forward is if anyone had any thoughts about those conversations with Christ that go from 11 to 1 or about the community, culture, and church roundtable conversation that we can engage in. I know that there was a phenomenal ministry experience that went forth in September. Those individuals that put on the whole healing symposium that addressed community, culture, church, and conversations with Christ. So I wanted to get some input regarding that. Anybody, anything?
Mm-hmm. Are you doing conversations with Christ on both days, or like one day will be Christ, another day will be one of the other seeds?
Oh, that's flexible. We're completely flexible. What's your thought about that?
Well, my thought was because we've got the culture, community, church, whatever, Christ, whatever the seeds are, I thought maybe, you know, you might want to break it up. You know, so like one day would be, you know, your conversation with Christ or whatever, and then the other day could be a conversation with the culture or pick a seat.
Okay, so from 4 to 6, we definitely, let's see, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, Christ, community, culture, church. Okay, I guess you can. Conversation with Christ, community, culture, and church, 11 to 1, and then 4 to 6. So from 11 to 1, we definitely can have some conversation, and then from 4 to 6, kind of have some roundtable, or we can do roundtable conversation with both, breaking them up, getting input, and talking about what some healing solutions and what voices of redemption, what voices of redemption look like coming from Christ to the community, to the culture, and to the church. So we could definitely do that. I think it would be phenomenal if we could get some affirmations and things of that nature as have been prepared for September, again, to be released during that time to be shared during that time. As the calendar has gone out with the daily prayer, scriptural prayer, that is something else that can be the focus or target as we have some conversation. So is there somebody that would like to initiate and host some conversation as it relates to the community, to the culture, or are there any servant hosts for that?
Can you talk a little bit more about what it should look like, or what you're expecting it to accomplish, I guess I should say?
Oh, okay, yes. I believe that there is some dialogue and there's some dialogue to be had as it relates to understanding and implementing the heart of Christ, identifying, understanding, and implementing the heart of Christ, or just the reemerging of the heart of Christ within our culture and within our community. We'll do the church differently. And so sometimes I think we're in, when you go back to Wednesday, we're in the midst of a press. So how do we communicate effectively and powerfully Christ's agenda to the community, his plan? Different communities go through different revitalization plans and things of that nature. But what's the kingdom plan and agenda? And how do we actively begin to engage in prayer and conversation? When we think about those mountains that we've been praying for about 4 years now, or, okay, 5 years, a long, 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 long time. What is his heart? What is Christ saying, about family in the community of West Pullman? What are some healing remedies? What are some risk plans? How do we have an ear to hear? How do we open up our minds to be able to hear and respond to the cry? And so I just expect to have some healthy dialogue as it's surrounding that. Who is our alderman? I believe it's Anthony Beal. So that's the alderman for our community, for West Pullman. How do we pray? Now, I don't can't remember what district. Is Apostle KP on the line? Okay.
Yes, I am.
Wonderful and awesome. What district is that Anthony Beal is over, or that we're in?
Yes, in the West Pullman. He's over the West Pullman area. Austin is Austin is over more of the Roseland kind of area. So between him, Austin, and Beal, those are the two aldermen we want to keep up in prayer.
Okay, so how do we actively engage in praying for Anthony Beal, who has West Pullman? What is it? How do we undergird those individuals that would want the church? That's hot, a metaphor in biblical poetry. How do we undergird the church? How do we undergird those individuals that have governance over us that would want the church to be silent? How do you become these Christ advocates in a culture that represents multiple gods? So that kind of thing. Or was that way too much information for you?
No, that was perfect.
Oh, well, amen.
Okay.
So,
I can actually see some things being implemented after the retreat, but I don't know what type of conversation
I don't think it would fit in the conversation for the retreat. So it's another conversation for another day.
Okay, understood. So we definitely look forward to you sharing that, though, at a more appropriate time. So when we talk about these conversations, you know, I think that there is an awareness. Even if we spend, you know, some time, because we don't have to go, you know, to 1 o'clock, but even if we spend some time becoming aware just of some cultural things that, if we spend some time becoming aware, oh, phenomenal, thank you. There's just some things with some subcultures within the culture of West Pullman that we need to be, that we need to understand. You know, and so how do we, what kind of conversations needs to come forth that will elicit?
So, Apostle, is this, are we, is the conversation, okay, I forgot what I was gonna add, how I was going to word it, but it sounds like what you're, it sounds like a lot of the conversation is geared toward West Pullman. So my question and then my thought is 1 day or 1 hour, whatever, is going to be particularly geared toward the community we're in as a church? Is that what I'm hearing you saying? Or you're saying it's open right now? We could come up with any format.
Oh, it's open. If we come up with any format, honestly, I'm just focusing using West Pullman
okay.
so I can keep it in the forefront of my mind, and it's a good example.
Okay. I think that's a good thing, and I mean I know that I'm kind of doing an Apostle Shinette thing. I know Apostle KP did a lot of work or has information in West Pullman. What if we just have open dialogue? What if she proposed some real scenarios that are happening in our community, and we just have open conversation about it? It doesn't happen. So it's a led conversation, but it doesn't have to be a practice one. And so what if we just take an hour and say, these are three things that's happening in West Pullman. These are things that has historically happened. What do we do as a church to address this crisis in this particular community? And we just have open dialogue, and we get what people are saying. We hear the heart of individuals, and it's just kind of like a led conversation about that. And we can actually do that across the board, whether we look at some historical things that's happened in our culture as it relates to, you know, systemic racism. And we just have open dialogue. So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, we just have open conversations, but we ask a servant leader to look at some past, present, and future things. What is the housing rate? How many people actually own homes in the West Pullman area? And so maybe people can just, you know, take things like that, and we just have an open dialogue so people don't have to worry about work. It is just really us coming together as a church, as a body, and having conversation.
All right, Prof, that's phenomenal, and I am motivated and stirred. So this
I have a question.
Thank you, Ninth Ward. Thank you. I knew it had a number. Okay, sorry. Thank you.
Apostle.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Given that the prophet just spoke, and my question to you is with regard to LFC and all that LFC does across the board, all of us, across the board, whether it's ADN or other. Is it that God has raised up LFC in the West Pullman area as a prophetic voice to that area, or have those voices been identified for that for the West Pullman area? Which would, in my mind's eye, give a little bit more direction as to the jump-off point for what needs to happen next, if that makes sense.
Wow, that's a loaded question, Elder. Let me first go on record saying that, and then let me second go on record saying that's a loaded question on a recorded line in light of some things that have happened. And so I'm trying to use wisdom as to how to respond to that question, because I believe we recently have been presented with opportunity within that area to be more of a voice, or maybe I should say to have our voice heard on a greater platform. And so I believe that when we think LFC, well, clearly most people think the retreat, but that's fine. You know, all of that we have been assigned to do, and, you know, obviously including the sexual relational healing retreat and the redemptive restorative healing experience, that part of what the Lord desires us to do is to be that in that community, including the educational component of it, which is CCTI, and the social service component of it, which is MC Thornton Christian Resource Center. All of that leading back to the spiritual component being Word Life Center and the governing component being AEN. Somebody should have got that. I probably won't ever be able to do that again. So that being believed that God has established us as a gatekeeper, and so there is some scepter of authority that we have, and so I would like to see this, while this may be, for the lack of a better word, a closed roundtable, just because it hasn't necessarily gotten the exposure from a community perspective, local community, but I believe that we, from a kingdom or global community, it has the assignment to reach local, kingdom, and global community. That being said, part of what I want to see happen during the course of this next week is us having conversation, even if that conversation is amongst ourselves, strategizing amongst ourselves how we become the conduit. What did you say, whoever is speaking?
Voices of healing. That's what you've been saying all day.
Yes, yes. Whoever said that, absolutely. How do we become those voices? If Abba Father, if he is saying, I am the healing voice of redemption coming to your area. That's why when we opened up on Blog Talk this morning, we opened up with that, I was going to say, really odd song, Awakening. And I don't even know why, except I really felt like, oh, press that button, a whole bunch of buttons to press. But what does that look like? What kind of redemption? What are the dimensions of redemption that is needed in that area that speaks to the specialty that is upon us? And so each person on the line, each person that serves with us in this capacity, you are agents, you're specialists. And so we want to see those specialties come to the forefront. I really, really, really hope so. Elder?
Maybe not. Okay. Okay.
Sorry, I have a doorbell.
What are you talking to?
No. Would be, maybe. Okay.
Okay.
All right, two people that you just came back on or coming on, you are off mute now. Sorry about that.
Okay. As it relates to the ward that is next to us, that Carrie Austin ward, that 35th ward, and those individuals that serve with her,
we will continue to join forces so that a kingdom agenda can go forward by any means necessary. There. Her impact on her ward is so very different from his impact on our ward. And so I believe it's up to us to bring about a change and to not allow people to silence the voice of the church. But that's going to come up as well in our conversation. But we're all very familiar with the Bible. We are all extremely passionate about the Bible. And so as we look to have these conversations, these healing conversations, release these conversations of redemption, I think it would be interesting as we look at biblical communities, whether it's those Egyptians or those Philistines or the Canaanites or whoever they are. Christ always had conversations. Christ had lots of conversation with them about his agenda, plan, his expectations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. His word hasn't changed. When last month, the information came out, you know, just like you have those biblical communities, you actually also had Christ's conversation to the seven churches. And I definitely, let me find that information. Oh, my God. Believe that we're going to, as we have these conversations, that information is going to begin to come to the forefront, because I believe that there are some things that he said then that he's still saying now. But what he did was he laid down a template for how to move forward. And there's some things we need to hear within those seven churches, those seven mountains, and we covered areas. And that we need to look at how to implement that moving forward for these conversations. So I am going to ask you all to be prepared to have a conversation, to lead a conversation, to host a conversation. As it relates to Thursday and Friday. We are probably not on that list of churches. Yes.
May I ask what the zip code is that we're praying
for? I'm sorry, did you say the zip code?
Yes, for the area that we're praying for.
Sure. I definitely can start with where the church is at, 60628.
Okay.
Now, if you want all of the zip codes for the West Pullman area, that information. Oh, well, amen. That's even better. But the church zip code is 60628.
Okay. Well, I know that goes all the way over to 111th and King Drive.
Okay.
I used to live there, so I got it. I'll look it up. Thank you.
Of course, you're very welcome. Okay. So,
The question came up is, how are we represented in the community as a church? Are we on Anthony Beale's list of churches within the community? And I'm going to give you my short answer, my very, 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 very short answer, which is no. Now, do they know we exist? Absolutely. Are they going to know more about us? Yes, they are, even within the scope of that weekend, because there's some things going on that weekend that is geared for the community that we are actually going to participate in. And like I said, we got some invitations to come sit at the table with those people. And so we will do that. And open wide our mouth. Okay.
Apostle, this is Pastor Winslow. I like the idea of working with community, but I'm sort of at a loss because I come into this community to attend church and I come back out. So I know that there are some issues that universally affect all communities, especially in Chicago and poor areas. But specifically for that community, I feel like I don't know. And so though I have an interest to learn.
Most of us are in that scenario. I don't know necessarily that our membership is comprised that actually reside in the West Pullman area. We are unique in that I think most of us worship in that area, but we do not reside in that area. And, you know, while that there may be some negatives to that, I believe that there's definitely some plus to that. There are some positive things in that, and we're going to tap into them. So I think the spiritual mapping is going to help us because that's a matter of sitting, that's a matter of tapping into the one source that we are all very well connected with, and that's heaven. That's having an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say about that area, and then have an ear to hear, why did you put us there? And then who is the us he put there? So all things LFC are hosted in that location. It's headquarters right there. No matter how wide our scope and our reach is, it's, to use the words of Metropolitan, the headquarters is right there in the West Pullman area. And so, you know, we are without a doubt have the assignment to be an apostolic and prophetic hub. So, you know, I think sometimes we may think of and see other organizations and ministries and parachurch organizations and think they're, you know, they're older or much larger or have a wider reach than us or more known, have more notoriety. However, God desires to use us, and he put us there, so we're going to accomplish what he sent us there to accomplish. And part of the way we're going to accomplish that is identify it individually and corporately. So I definitely understand, Pastor. I've never even lived in the city of Chicago. And so, you know, I hear people talk about the mayor, and I'd be going, I wonder who the mayor is in whatever suburb it is that I live in. You know, so I definitely understand that and believe that God is calling us to maybe a greater purpose or a greater good. And yeah.
Well, Apostle, I think we've kind of identified the first level of who we are. We are a healing voice, and it sounds like what Winslow said is, you know, there's a healing voice, but we also have to look for the heart of that community and then the hands of that community. So it sounds like he has a heart for the community and is struggling because he don't have a hand in the community. And so I think that if we kind of look at it, we're building up as a healing voice. And then the goal is for us to get hands, people who actually live in that community, who are the boots on the ground, but they need to be healed first. And that's why we're there as a healing voice. And then I even identify within the our congregation, within our community, who has a heart and who has a hand. Who's God saying it's time for you to move to West Pullman and purchase the land so that you can be the hand in that community and expand what Ladies of Christ is doing. So.
All right, Prophet.
Yeah.
I vote for you.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was listening. Go ahead.
Don't have my vision before me, please, and God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Look, some stuff we just cannot release on the open air. But no, on him, following that, and I know that I don't know who all is on the line because I don't know numbers, but it is our desire to purchase. We are strategizing now. It happened since we moved there about purchasing some land, some houses, some real estate in that area to further the vision. I don't know if
Minister Cynthia is on the line.
You know, there is a group of people working and looking at property to purchase in that area to do the furtherance of ministry. So I think it's interesting that he said that when he said it, and knowing the work that is going on in the background that other people may not always be privy to, that God has an agenda and it's much greater than my vision. You can believe that. All right. So I'm not even sure where we're at, but we're just going to keep it moving. And then, but, you know, for those individuals that feel a call to serve in the West Pullman area, let me just put it out there since he put it out there so that I am a good steward over it because I don't want any more delays in my life. You know, we are looking. We got a lot of sex going on. Okay. And so
I feel like we have a call to work in that area.
Huh?
This is Pastor Winslow. I feel like I have a call to work in that area, in that community area.
You feel like you have a call to work, W-O-R-K?
Yes, in that area.
Amen. All right. Amen. Okay. I'm just going to make a note. Because I'm getting texts that, you know, you buy something, I'll live in it for a season. I'll work in it. I'll do service. I feel a, you know, need to become more become more involved and invested within that community. So I definitely, you know, maybe this conference is for us to prepare us as a kingdom. As an organization, to realize he is the healing voice of redemption, and he is redeeming us, and then planting us, because he's looking for a greater harvest to come, and so you know, definitely want to be mindful and open to such a such a call. Yes,
Apostle.
I'm not sure who's speaking. Yes.
There's also a great need for mental health assistance in that area. I used to live right there at 113th and King Drive, and there's a huge park right there. You could just go sit down and talk. It's just a lot of mental health in that area.
This is not, I definitely appreciate that information. Is, I feel like you must be, you must have, Minister, is it Minister Cynthia? Ah, Cynthia, Minister, I believe it's Minister Cynthia Brenham. Chaplain Cynthia, who is going to make sure that we establish mental health services in that community, that we become a liaison in that community. And so she has done some phenomenal research and
is
working with some grant writing, and she's not short on get a house. Thank you so much. working to establish us from that perspective there, and, you know, we are looking to put Gideon's Transformation House in the West Pullman area. We're working with people to do that, and For some of us, our background is in mental health. I don't know that we thought we would have anything to do with that again, since I believe mental health is like being dropped in the devil's playpen. However, he has given us spiritual insight and revelation and strategy on how to overcome, and some strategies to defeat those strongholds. So this is just serving as a painful yet necessary reminder sometimes of an aspect of the vision. What's the word I'm looking for? Oh, that's it, an aspect of the vision. So, again, thank you, Prophetic Elder KP. Thank you for reminding me and being that voice, even though she's not on the line, that would be on the line telling me that exact same thing and to hurry up with these houses. 200. But anyway. So I pray that people are listening, but not listening like for meeting information detail, but listening like there's a lot on the table and I see how I fit in, or I didn't even know to be praying in that arena. I didn't even know that was something we were looking at doing or a part of us, so that that becomes a part of our, not just our prayer itinerary, but I think the prophet talked about boots to the ground, you know, picking up these mantles and going forward with it. Okay, so with all this great dialogue, and I may have missed in my note-taking, did I get any volunteers to host any conversations? I'm keeping the seven churches and the Canaanites, the Egyptians, Philistines, Perizzites, God's conversation to them about being a community in mind to host some conversations from 11 to 1 or 4 to 6.
Well, I mean, I would like to make a suggestion. I think Overseer would be good at that. I mean, Overseer Doris, Overseer Paulette. I think she has a good revelation on the seven mountains.
I would definitely
partner with her on that.
Okay.
She said okay. Any other suggestions and partnerships? Alrighty, we are on speaker. Well, he said got it. Anybody else? Is Elder Deborah on the line?
I think she should be a part of it.
Okay, I'm just
going to
start.
Apostle, yes, this is Elder Deborah. I haven't been on for the entire time, but I've been on for probably maybe the last 30 minutes.
I knew you would be on when I volunteered you.
What are you volunteering me for? I know that I'm not available until Saturday. Because I'll be working Thursday and Friday.
Okay, you're going to host the conversation.
Yeah.
And it's a virtual
when and how? Because I wasn't on the first meeting either, so I'm kind of... honestly, kind of at a loss of really what's going on, because I wasn't at the planning meeting. So this is technically my first meeting regarding this event. So
all of our first meetings, trust me. But we that information will be forthcoming for you. Don't worry about it. Thank you for volunteering.
But when would it be? That's what I'm saying. When? When are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I'm gonna text you that information.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a schedule of something you were looking at.
Really, did you? Okay.
God bless you.
Okay. I need some assistance. I have another host. Now I want to get, I just need three people. Oh, thank you. I need three people to hold a conversation with me about church. Is Dr. Dorothy on the line?
Yes. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Are you guys really sending me houses to buy? Seriously? I can't do you all right now. Oh, that's cute, though. Oh, I can live with that one. Thank you.
Are you talking about the seven churches revelation?
Yes, 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 elder, yes. Oh, prophetic elder, excuse me. Okay. Was that okay? I need some people to hold some conversation about the church. I want to create this really cool dialogue on Friday from 4 to 6 about the church and its impact. Any volunteers?
Pastor, could you say that again? You're looking for some type of volunteers from 4 to 6 on Friday, but I didn't hear the topics or the category.
No, I want to talk about on Friday from 4 to 6 the church and its impact. And I would like to, I would love for it to be ecumenical and just kind of look at I don't know any other way to do it. The church and its impact, whether it's into the community, whether it's into the culture, or the church's impact in the church. And I want to do it as a round table. And I can see why the, or a square table, any kind of table, I don't know. But I could, I'll work on that. But I can see why the Lord will have a healing voice of redemption to his church. And so, any volunteers for that? Okay. Well, I wrote the wrong title. Let me change that.
Apostle, is this what you just volunteered me for?
Yeah, one of them. Oh, yes. Okay, so Apostolic Pastor T, you on the line? Elder April, you on the line? Dr. Dorothy is not on the line, but that's okay. I'll get her on the line. And I would like to have some conversations about the church's impact. And even talk about, you know, when we talk about these healing voices of redemption, the crisis in the church, as it relates to men. And so moving forward, this in this healing voice concept, what's the new role of women in the church? I feel that. And so are you all. So, okay, so that's what we're going to do on Friday from 4 to 6. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's go to Saturday now. In my 9 minutes that I have left to cover this meeting on Saturday. Saturday was to, you know, again, make ourselves available to the community, pass out some hot beverages. We talked about prayer and survival kits. And simultaneously doing some seminars. So prayer and survival kits. Any volunteers to put together some prayer and survival kits? I would say maybe putting together 25, because, again,
okay.
What we pass out on Saturday is definitely predicated on our what we do on Wednesday. And so if we don't necessarily engage on Wednesday, you're not necessarily going to have anyone to pass it out to on Saturday, and so then it'll just become something that is available for a later date, which is why I said it the way I said it. Now,
I have a question.
Somebody said they have a question. Where is that?
It's Kathy. So the 25, we're only going to do 25. That's your thing. Is that the minimum or the max?
No. We could do it. I mean, okay, hold on. I do not want to lose this. It's not like, something in there. No, it's not that we can't do more. It's just I don't want to say, you know, make 100 and we didn't reach anybody, so no one comes and gets it.
Okay. All right. I volunteer. I mean, 25 is not a lot. It's just not a lot. And what do you want to put in them? Or are you just leaving it open?
We talked about what we wanted to go in those prayer and survival kits. And I need to pull that up.
Possibly what we could do is this. I mean, the thing is, we just need people. We need people who have a heart. We could just do like 3 pop-up stands on Saturday. We do pop-up stands when we prep map on Wednesday.
I'm sorry.
What did you say? Can you hear me? No? Yeah, maybe.
Uh-huh. I can hear you. Yes. I just didn't know what you were saying.
I said possibly what we can do on Saturday is we can do just a pop-up stand, right? You know, we can look at after Wednesday, we say, you know what, the corner of 115 in Michigan, we loaded this corner of whatever, 109 in Indiana, and we can do a pop-up stand. We have 25. We just need people. We need people who have a heart for the team and the kingdom to get in the street.
I'll go to the pop-up stand.
Can you back up for a minute, please?
I sure can.
I just need a little assistance. What's a pop-up stand?
So it's the pop-up stand for our, It's the pop-up stand for our survival kit, whatever we decide to put in it. And we get our table, and we just stand there, and we just let the community come. You know, we provide an opportunity
space. Stand on the corner of 115.
Wherever we decide. I said maybe on Wednesday. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's pretty cool. No, I just didn't know. I had no point of reference for a pop-up stand. So whatever.
But again, we need people. We need people I'm available.
Kathy.
I'll be there.
I'm available. Listen, prophet and apostle. That's very key that you said 115th in Michigan, because the bus stop on 114th in Michigan is a drug trade. They trade drugs right there, and across the street is a liquor store. On the southeast corner is a vacant lot, and on the southwest corner is a liquor store. And it's 2 bus stops right there. That's ideal.
Okay, well, Paul, there you go. Okay, so it's 115th in Michigan?
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
And we're going to do a pop-up stand?
Prophet.
Look, I was not being prophetic.
Yes, you were. Look,
and 2, let's go. Who down with us? Who popping up with us?
Kathy,
come on, put your name in the chat. Let's make this happen.
Kathy
people.
Ralph.
Yeah.
I'll hop with you. Yeah, I'll pop up with you.
Apostle?
Yeah, we're going to pop on 115th in Michigan.
Apostle Shanette?
Yeah.
One of another good place is on 103rd in Michigan, right there where the Walgreens and the Bank of America, and there's a liquor store right there. That's a really hot spot as well. But
is
I just wanted
outside?
To say, as it,
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, no, no. Oh,
Wanted to say, as it relates to what you're putting inside of the bags, I just got some donations. I have, about 50 to 75 I have about 100 hotel bar soaps, and I have, let me see, what else? I have 100 toothbrushes, 100 fresh scent mouthwashes, and some toothpaste.
Okay. Well, we will do a pop-up fan. I'm sure somebody is going to completely educate me on what that means. On 115.
Oh, wait, Apostle, I'm sorry, and I also have socks. Please don't buy no socks.
Don't worry.
We're going to
pass out everything that Prophetic Elder KC has, what Elder Pittman has, and whatever other things we have, we're going to pop up and do that. We're going to reach out to Minister Radonna to see if she can pop up some hot beverages or however this works on that corner. And I'm glad that that's on Saturday, because we would have needed to be in deep intercessory prayer on that Friday night. So just for the strategy
What time on Saturday?
The popping ministry is going to take place between 12 and 3, so I guess we can narrow it down. I don't know how long a pop-up stand is supposed to last, but...
Until you run out.
It'll be between 12 and 3, I can tell you that.
Well, can I ask one more question, Apostle? This is Kathy again.
Mm-hmm.
Now... Mm-hmm. I know Prophetic Elder said 103rd, but if you move south onto our boundary, there's that shelter that's on 111th Street, because West Pullman does include some of that. Now, that's a busy corner as well. They have clothing stores.
Why don't we just stay at 115th in Michigan? Yeah, let's do
perfect.
One pop-up stand, and
definitely.
That way we are well represented at that one pop-up stand. For those individuals that don't do the pop-up stand, they will be on location in class. I can tell you the name of those classes, and they'll also be what we call prophetic runners. They'll be taking resources back from the church to the pop-up people. Okay.
Did we lose profit?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
You right in here.
This is Minister Brenda. I would like to sign up for Saturday also.
Minister Brenda.
Yes, ma'am.
And we appreciate that, and thank you so much.
Yeah, speaking from her hospital bed.
Yeah, I know, from her hospital bed. We have some dedicated people that do more ministry. The people in our ministry do more ministry from the hospital bed. Okay?
Amen.
I'm sure Overseer Marnette is somewhere excited, like, yeah, hospital bed ministry. We get an assignment, that means we're going to have to be at the hospital to do the assignment. I got you. I support it.
Apostle, you are a leader. You are a good example.
Number one.
All right.
Yes. Okay. Well,
amen.
I'm excited about this new about the pop-up stand. I never would have, you know, thought the sexual relational healing retreat that way. So that's pretty cool.
I work with Dr. Prophet.
Yes. This is a great army.
Okay. Hold on.
Do they need some type of permit or something to set up a pop-up stand on the corner like that? I'm just asking a question.
No. This is a church. So listen.
We
ain't going
to be there long enough
ministry.
To even carry it out.
and listen, on that corner, some Saturdays, the different organizations go to that corner and pass out food. It's one of the open areas where they just pass out food. So you're not having a service, which I think you need a permit for. You just community activity. I don't think they'll mess with you. I mean, I don't know. Apostle KP, you still on the phone? Apostle KP?
No, she said she's not able to answer. And because of where she's at,
okay.
You need a permit to do a pop-up there?
I don't think so.
One moment.
I mean, that's why I asked, are we part of Anthony Bill? We're part of his aldermanic ward. That shouldn't be a problem.
Yes, we are. Hello? Dr. Kathy?
Yes, ma'am.
We can definitely send something to let him know what we will be doing.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, give you guys the name of some classes that will take place on Saturday for those that are not at the pop-up stand, and then the worship service that'll go Saturday from 4 to 6. Now, Saturday, just because of where it's located, I don't necessarily know if on Saturday, hold on, please. I don't know. It was some concern that if Saturday is only on site that you may lose some people. And so we may want to talk about that because I don't know the feasibility of streaming on Saturday the classes that are not virtual. I mean, the streaming Saturday. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Because we don't have anybody to stream.
We will look into that. On the shut-in is that Friday. It was Friday at 11 p.m. The shut-in, here's the page. if we can, we had talked about doing a harp and bowl or just kind of doing some prayer and then worship during the course of the shut-in, using some of the prayer postures and positions that's found in the spiritual discipline book, definitely going through the five levels of prayer, the praise and worship, the petition, the supplication, thanksgiving, and spiritual warfare. And so we're definitely seeking a leader to lead each of those levels. Any volunteers to lead those areas of work, of prayer during this shut-in? Okay. Well, we will definitely then make some appointment so that we can address that as well. Sunday. I'm not sure. I know that this meeting is coming to an end, or has to end now. Any questions, comments, concerns? For those of you who are at church tomorrow, we will have more information and insight available for you all. I'm going over on somebody else's meeting now. But nevertheless, as we end this, I pray that you all will have the opportunity to review and consider some of the things that have been shared. I'm sure I will talk with you all, if not today, tomorrow. And thank you in advance for all of your assistance, help, and participation.
And
I'm playing this song like Awakening as we are leaving because, like I said, I'm already over on somebody else's meeting. So love you all, and I will speak with you soon.